Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
All my angel friends, this is CJ Martas, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, June 1st. Gosh, is it June already? You know, time sure is moving fast these days. I have a very special guest this evening who is a former nurse that found her calling as the Take Action Life Coach. Her name's Diana Kerkes, and she's going to share some good information with us about taking action in our lives. So we've had a lot of things going on in the universe these days in our world, so it's a good time, I think, to take action. So after a discussion of the topic tonight, of course, I will open up the phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Do the number of callers each week. I'm sorry if I can't get to everyone. But I wanted to announce, like I did last week, that I'll have another All Readings episode on June 15th. So mark your calendars and visit my website, www.cjmartas.com, to get your questions submitted early. So, of course, I want to begin with prayer requests. And we've got some that we've been praying for on a weekly basis, as well as a new person that has requested our prayers. Please offer prayers for Jill's daughter. Send daily prayers to Margaret's daughter, Megan. She's been struggling with self-esteem and depression. Please offer prayers for Dottie and her uncle, that their situations be resolved. For Harris, who's been battling cancer. And a new prayer request. Please pray for Johanna, who's sent in her prayer request this week, which was deeply touching. I know she's had a hard few months, if not more than a few months. And she asked for prayers to help improve her health and the stability in her life. So let's all come together and just visualize her needs being met very soon. And we'll send a couple angels to light her way. Well, I stumbled upon this inspiring story this week about an apartment complex catches fire in the Bronx, and a gentleman is at work, and he starts to hear the screams, so he runs outside, and of course the whole building's going up in flames, and there's firefighters. And when I was reading the story, I thought, wow, because I think if I were there and the professionals were there, I don't know that I would do what this gentleman did, because I would figure they had it handled. But it was a huge building, so I'm just envisioning this great big tall, you know, apartment complex. So he sees a man in an upper story window, and the guy immediately springs to action, sprints up the fire escape, gets the gentleman out, and he's trying to go back in to get this little boy. And so he gets him out of the way, tells him to go down. He goes into the burning apartment, smoke thick everywhere, brings this little boy out, and he was unconscious due to smoke inhalation, but he basically saves this little boy's life. And, you know, he just, when they asked him, you know, what made you act so heroically, you know, he says, I don't know, you just really can't think at the time, you just have to do what's right. Well, word spreads of his heroic actions, and so he's invited to come on. This is the twist part, by the way. Invited to come on Good Morning America and talk about this brave story. And he decides to use it as the opportunity to propose to his girlfriend on national television. So she gets a big surprise. Of course, she says yes. So. And he promised her that this was really cute, that there's never going to be a dull moment in our lives. So I guess I bet if somebody will sprint up a fire escape and save a little boy's life. So that's the inspiring story. So it was really cute that he used that opportunity to pop the question. So here we are to the angel message of the week, and then we'll have Diana on, who's waiting patiently for us to get to her interview. Dear ones, this week divine energies coming to you will feel like a rapidly flowing river surging through your daily experiences. This positive flow will help you to open to the vast potential of your many gifts and talents. A natural tendency can be for your inner state to try to match the energies of the exterior world, which can often be misinterpreted as feelings of anxiety or being overwhelmed, so you will need to pay attention. Even when the intense flow of energy is positive, it's helpful for you to remember to stay grounded. In order to ground yourself more so that you're not swept away by these energies, try to consciously breathe more deeply this week or take frequent timeouts to be fully present and simply be for several minutes. If you stay grounded this week, you will find that the positive river will open you up to access deeper inner knowledge within you. Deeper wisdom and truth are already inside you. Open yourself now to receive this information more clearly this week than you may have in previous weeks. More opportunities will present themselves for empowered choices that will lead you to the correct life path and allow you to create more balance and inner harmony. You may begin to see the bigger picture in your life more readily and all the synergy around you that supports your heart's desires. Remember that all events ultimately are in your higher good and accept things as they appear in your life. Don't be surprised if the world and other people begin to mirror back to you the value of who you are in the world. Accept these compliments rather than dismissing them. Allow yourself to see you the way that others really do. Embrace your talents and gifts more, and consider how you wish to use them to benefit yourself and others this week. Realize that every compassionate act you perform causes ripples of love that continue to move outward to the corners of the earth and are truly never-ending. It will be a great time this week to become more empowered and know who you really are. As you open up to receive and gain greater clarity this week, know we are with you and support your awakening at so many levels. Know that we are only a thought away whenever you need us for support, comfort, and even to celebrate your personal discoveries. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, I like all the visuals in the message this week, that rapidly flowing river, and I think it's great advice that we need to ground to be able to take advantage of those energies. So always very much gratitude for the angels who help us every week on the show. What a gift. So I'm very excited to have Diana on the show, and I want to welcome her to the Angel Connection. Hello, Diana.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, dear?
So am I. This is just an awesome honor to be on your show. Oh, my goodness. That message was so beautiful. Wow, it really touched me. It was really inspiring. That was really beautiful.
Well, I always think it's so nice that we get a little bit of help to navigate that upcoming week because things are changing so much in the world and in our own lives, certainly. And that's what we're kind of talking about, bringing you on the show. So I'm delighted, you know, to have you on the show to talk about what you do and talk about the whole topic of taking action in your life. And, you know, we've had the chance, Diana, you're a wonderful woman. We've had a great discussion before the show tonight. I think where I'd like to start, though, for the listeners is before you ended up becoming the Take Action, you know, life coach, what was your life like? You know, what were you doing before that time?
Well, before I became the Take Action life coach, I was a registered nurse. I've been a registered nurse for 28 years. And I decided I didn't want to do that anymore. I love nursing. Don't get me wrong. I love taking care of patients. It was just all the bureaucratic things. It was just I wasn't able to do the things I wanted to do as a nurse. And I felt like I was missing out on doing the extra things that I needed to do that I felt the patients needed. And it was just like stifling. So I said to myself one day, I said, this isn't what I want to do. I wanted to do something else. I felt I wasn't, there was just something else I needed to do. I just felt this passion. So I sat down and I kind of looked at my life. I said, well, you have a choice. You could either go this way, being a nurse till you're 70, 80 years old, which a lot of nurses are doing that at this point in time due to finances, or you could do something else. And I said, okay, what can I do? And I just started looking around, and I thought about coaching. And I said, that's an idea. And as being a nurse, I went, that is exactly what you do when you're a nurse. You are a coach. You are a life coach because you're dealing with people and life-changing experiences such as dealing with cancer or congestive heart failure or other illnesses. You're dealing with their changes in their lives. So you're actually coaching them into a different life. And it just came natural. And I just love it. And I'm free to do what I need to do. And I'm working with people and helping them going through those roadblocks. So it's just fun. I'm happy with the nursing. I wasn't happy. I was just very miserable. And that's not what nursing's about. You know, there's times when, yeah, there's good times and bad times with nursing. It's never going to be perfect. But with this, there's always such a good outcome. It's just awesome. It really is, CJ. And I love to see people smile.
Oh, I do too. And the angels are always trying to make me smile too, of course. And what you say is so true. You know, my mother's a career nurse. She's been a nurse for as long as you have. She's still on her feet every day. So I think it's interesting. I would have never drawn parallels between coaching and nursing, but I think that's wonderful. So now that you've worked, you know, been working with people, you know, what are those kind of common issues or types of issues do you see with clients that really prevent them from being able to take action?
The common things that I do see is that people are lacking in self-esteem. It seems to be that's the main problem, and that stems a lot from childhood because we're always told when we're little, you can't do this, you can't do that, no, 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 no. And then as you're getting older through the peer pressure, it's like, you know, oh, no, 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 you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not this enough, you're not that enough. And then, of course, you got the media out there making it even worse. So everybody feels that, you know, oh, I'm not good, I might as well just do what I could do with this complacency. And they're letting their little person inside actually die, their little spirit inside. And I'm seeing hope just die. And you could actually see that even when you see people walking, they walk with a slouch. You don't see people walking like with a stride anymore. It's just this slouch and just kind of existing and just going to work and doing what they have to do. But there's no hope. So that's what I see. And then when I'm speaking to them and then when I'm talking to them about their dreams, all of a sudden you see like a little light coming out. And it's like, oh, no, I can't do that. Yes, you can. And when I start talking to them, all of a sudden you see the light get a little bit more and a little bit more. And when they start accomplishing things, it's like you opened up a beacon of light, and it's like, wow. So that's where it is. It's a lot of self-esteem issues because they're told they can't do it. It's constant.
And so that's kind of like what we might call a negative tape, you know, just you can't do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then there's a lot of times when we have fear too, I'm sure, you know, that we tell ourselves, I can't do it. So how do you help them, or what would be, if you can, you know, a typical process of how you would help somebody to take action once you looked at what their goals are?
Well, what I do is I sit down with them and we go through a session. There's like six different areas that you go through. You know, you go through their relationships and you go through their health and you go through, you know, finances. And basically, it's six different areas of your life. It's not one because each one impacts what is happening in your life. And then what I'll do is I'll say, okay, now tell me. It's basically people know their own answers inside of them. But they're sometimes afraid to talk to their loved ones or their spouse or their friends because they're afraid of being rejected. You know, oh, what's the matter with you? You got that kind of idea. What are you, crazy? You can't do that. So they don't want to say anything. So sometimes I tell them, I said, be very, you know, talk to me. You know, I'm here for you. So they're even more, they could open up to me. And I'll tell them, I'll say, okay, now, if you could do this, what is it that you want to do? And I let them, you know, get their feelings out. And then I go, okay, this is what you want to do. Now, how do you think you can get there? So basically, I'm asking them questions, but the answer is really inside of them. And then we set up a strategy plan. And then we set up little goals. And then we meet again, and then we go over those goals. And then if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, then I'll say, okay, what was the roadblock? What stopped you from doing that? But I don't do it in a condescending way. I'm asking them, what do you think is – it's what do you think constantly? What is it? Instead of like, why didn't you do that? You know, It's more like their little coach going, come on, you could do it. And then, I send them positive affirmations. I send them videos, and I'm like, hi, it's me, you know. And it just makes them, they feel like, wow, somebody's in my corner. Somebody believes in me. Because the problem also, CJ, they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe they're capable of doing it. And I see that in nursing as well. Nurses save lives. I'm like, if you could save a life, come on, you could do anything. And that's the same thing with anybody. Look at, you know, really assess your life. Come on, you can do it. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to really have that vision. And I go over that vision with them. I'm like, okay, what is it that you really want? Come on, your dream. You can do this. And I really instill that in them, and I talk about different positive affirmations. And I go through so many things with them. There's different strategies because not mm-hmm. one works with one person. You know, there's different ways.
Right.
But any which way that we could do it, you know, the hardest thing is just breaking that belief in yourself, that self-esteem. You know, some people it could be done faster than others, but a lot of times it's a lot of, you know, like emotional baggage. It's a lot of, I got to see where they came from. You know, did they come through an abusive marriage, or was it an abusive childhood, or was it just their own, just themselves? Because sometimes we could be our worst enemy, and then I tell them, I said, you're picking on yourself. And they're like, what do you mean I'm picking on myself? You said that you said you can't. Well, you're right, you can't. If you're saying you can't, you're right, you can't. And they're like, what do you mean? You just said I can. I said, I said you can't, but you said you can't. And I throw it back at them. And I, you know, it's just like, they'll look at me like, oh, okay. They don't even hear it. They say it so much about themselves, they don't even hear that they're actually condemning themselves. But once you bring it to light, it's totally different. Because I've done it myself even. You know, when I was a nurse, it's like, oh, I can't change this. This is what I have to do. Until I finally sat down and said, no, I don't. I need to take action, and I need to change. And that's why I became the Take Action Life Coach. I said, and it was funny. My husband's the one that came up with the idea. He's the one that came up with that. He goes, you're always taking action. And I was like, yeah, that's it. That's who I'm going to be.
Well, you know, just listening to you speak, and, you know, you're just like the positivity cheerleader. I get excited, and I'm ready to dream big. I don't know about anybody else out there. You know, you shared something, you know, personal with me when we were talking, Diana, mm-hmm. you know, and I really wanted to touch on this while you were on the show, because
go
you
right
had
ahead.
A surprising diagnosis
yes.
of breast cancer, and I was so impressed with your point of view, your enduring optimism, of course, about it, and especially how you plan to share the experiences that you've gone through in order to help other people. So can you share with listeners kind of what happened?
Definitely. What happened was, and the ironic thing is that my husband, we thought he had lung cancer in September. And ironically, he didn't. It was an infection. You know, he went through surgery. And I was supposed to go for my mammogram, and I said, okay, I'll get to it. And I went to get dressed, and I went, ooh, what is this? And I said, ooh, that does not feel right. And sure enough, in December, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it was a stage zero. A stage zero is, it is cancer, but it has not spread yet to the other, you know, to the other areas. What happened was I did have my surgery January 25th, and the doctor said, we're going to have to go in one more time just to clear the markings. Well, we went back in, and what happened was we went in April 4th, and it still wasn't clear. We went back in May 23rd, it still wasn't clear. And now I have to go back again on Monday, June 4th. Normally, you just go in twice. I'm doing it for the fourth time. And my thoughts were on it, okay, so we did this. And, you know, when you get that diagnosis, being a nurse, you know, it's like you get hit with it. And I'm like, okay, either I'm going to sit down and, you know, get upset, or I'm going to do something about it. And what I decided to do about it is I decided to do a radio show about it, and I decided I'm going to do a book about it. And I'm going to go and tell people about it, because it's like, you don't talk about those things. No, I am going to talk about it. I want people who are going through this to know you can go through this and you can empower yourself, because you have to. You cannot give up. And I'm not giving up. I'm going for the surgery for the fourth time. Even my doctor, when she called me, she's like, I hated to call you. I was upset. I said, listen, Dr. McManus, let me tell you something. I said, we're going to do it again. So what? It's okay. Because this is what's got to be done. I said, it's a new chapter in my book. Don't worry about it. Because I am going through this for a reason, and it is to help other women. Because we have to. We have to stand together. And even if it's not breast cancer, it's another cancer, whatever, it doesn't matter. I have to go through this to show people that you can go through things, and you still could go on with your life, and you still could enjoy things. You have to. You can't sit back and just give up. Life is too precious. You just can't do that. And I'm not going to allow it. So I'm going back to surgery. And then after, it's okay. Because there's other things in life that's got to be done. I have to help other people. There's other people out there that don't have hope. And I'm going to sit back and worry about a little tumor. I call it, as a matter of fact, I call it Jack. And people are like, why are you calling it Jack? And it is because of that. I was listening to the radio. You know that old song, Jack, Don't You Come Back No More? Well, that was playing.
Uh-huh.
So I go, well, listen, tumor, you're called Jack, and Jack, Don't You Come Back No More. And I said, now you're being stubborn, and you're really getting me angry. So you know what? You got to get lost because I ain't putting up with you no more. This is enough already. And, you know, people are like, okay now, because they know me, you know. And you got to laugh about it. You have to. You really have to, because you know what? You can't sweat the small stuff. And to me, this is small stuff compared to the other things that are happening out there. But we got to keep going, and we got to give hope out there. There's a beautiful world out there that we got to embrace, and we got to do that. And that's why we got to take the action and do it.
Well, I'm so glad I brought you on the show, because I'm like, you just by your talking make me think. I was like, I want her to be my coach. everybody needs somebody going, you can do it. Though I do have that support in my life. So, but I really appreciate your candor. I appreciate the fact, and like you said, we have choices when we're confronted with issues. We can either, you know, be in that energy of being a victim,
mm-hmm.
or we can, like you said, take action. And I think that the work that you do is so valuable, because what you're doing is letting them know they have a choice. You always, and that's something I teach on the show a lot, right, is that we have a choice.
Oh,
we
yeah.
can either succumb to the fear, or we can acknowledge it, take it, you know, and move forward. So I so appreciate the work that you do and other people like you, because, you know, we are those people that bring hope, you know, and maybe the people haven't ever had anybody to say, you know what, I believe in you. Yeah, I believe that you can do anything that you want to do. So I think it's really wonderful. And
thank you.
I wanted to share, just for my listeners out there, because when I bring somebody on, it's always obviously for them. That's why I do the show. What are some suggestions, you know, for the listeners tonight who, you know, basic things, maybe a few suggestions for them if they want to achieve more in their life or to maybe take action where they haven't been able to in the past?
Well, what I tell people is, you want to sit down and really decide what you would like to do. You know, like a lot of people, they're like, okay, I don't know what I want to do. And I was in that mindset. I didn't know what I wanted to do. You know, you don't want to be where you're at. Okay, then what do you want to do? Well, I don't know. Okay, what are some of the things that you like? What are some of the, you want to be passionate about what you do. You don't want to pick something else that you're not going to like either. You want to be, what are you passionate about? Sit down, quiet time. You can't have any interruptions. You want to sit down and really see what you're passionate about. What are some of the things that make you happy? Because when you're doing something in life that makes you happy, that's really what life's about. That's living. Because what people are doing out there is existing. They're not living. They're actually just existing from day to day to day. And that, to me, is not what life's about. That's not what we are here for. We're here to actually live life and enjoy life, enjoy nature. You know, after I was diagnosed, I started enjoying life. I mean, I would go out and you know, look outside and finally see, like, the butterflies and the birds and all that. I mean, before it was like going in and out and doing what I had to do. I didn't sit down and really enjoy. This is your life. You have to remember, this is your life, and you only have the one time. This isn't like, you know, they say the dress rehearsal. You're right, it's not. But you got to make the best of it. It's your life. It's your choice. So you sit down and you decide, okay, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. And it's going to be hard. It's not going to be something that's going to be easy. But you got to sit down and say to yourself, okay, this is what I want to do, and focus on that. Once you actually have the idea in your mind and you put that laser focus idea in your mind, all of a sudden doors are going to open up, CJ, that you don't even realize that those doors open up. People are going to come into your life like you came into my life. Before this, you and I didn't even know each other. Things are going to happen because you have this laser focus once you got that idea. And that's what your listeners need to do. They have to decide, okay, this isn't what I want, but what do I want? I want this, and this is what I'm going to go for. And don't let anybody steal your dreams, because there's going to be people that are going to want to try to steal your dreams along the way. Don't let them, no matter what. And it could be a loved one. Sometimes they mean well. They don't want you to hurt. They don't want you to, you know, they're fearing for you. That's okay. Tell them, you know what, I love you, but I got to do what I got to do. And just keep going on that path. And look for mentors. Look for people who have gone through it. Ask them for help, because they will be more than happy to help you. They're out there. They're more than happy. Ask me. Look for me. I'm okay. Shoot me an email. It's okay. I'll answer you. That's what we're here for. I know CJ will answer you, but that's what you need. You need people to, you know, look for that person who whatever you want to do, ask for that help. Because there's people out there that are more than happy to help you.
As you were giving the suggestions, which are all wonderful, you know, to the listeners, I was thinking of something I saw on Facebook, which is you don't have to see the staircase to take the first step, which I thought was so appropriate for what you were saying, because sometimes just taking that first step is that's the struggle, right, you know, of taking that action. So it's so wonderful, the work that you do to help people be able to take that first step. And it's just something that just popped in my mind as you were sharing that, you know. And I think that this is really, especially with a lot of the shifting, we talk about shifting a lot, universally speaking and within ourselves. So it's a great time to learn to take action, I believe, in our lives, because we have such great opportunities to let those doors swing wide, as you were saying. So.
Yeah.
Our you know, show goes by so quick, so I do want to make sure that you get a chance to mention how people can get a hold of you, Diana.
Well, they could find me on Facebook. You know, my last name is it's funny. It's spelled K-E-R-E-K-E-S. You could also look me up as the Take Action Life Coach. You could also send me an email, takeactionlifecoach@gmail.com. But really, Google me. You find me all over the place. And the funny thing is, I laugh because I'm only 5 foot. You know, everybody says, my God, you sound so much louder. because I got a big mouth. But I'm sitting here. I'm serious. I'm sitting here at my desk and I'm dangling my feet because I'm only 5 foot.
That's okay. I'm vertically challenged as well. But great things come in small packages. Well,
that's right.
Just delightful, Diana. Anybody out there listening that would love to work with Diana, give her a call or find her online. Thank you so much for coming, but we have to close for now, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, CJ.
Thank you. Wow. Well, that's all the time we have this evening. You know, that was so much fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in next week. I'm also very excited about, we're going to talk about Seraphim Blueprint Healing with special guest Alex Brandon. He's also mentioned that he will offer a free webcast, Seraphim Energy Transmission, for listeners sometime after he appears on the show next week. So what a treat that we might be able to get to experience that ourselves, because I've heard some wonderful things about the modality. So hopefully you all have a wonderful weekend. And till next week, everyone, remember to be angelic to yourselves, so that you can become an angel to others, and listen to what the angels said. Don't forget to breathe deeply, ground, and take care of yourself, and have a blessed week.